Welcome to Season 3 of I'll Go If You Go, the Save the Redwoods League podcast. We're building community and illuminating how Californians from all walks of life think about and experience nature and conservation in the Redwoods and beyond. I'll Go If You Go, because when we explore together in community, the experience is all the more powerful. Hello, fellow nature lovers. It is I, your host, Emily Harwitz. When was the last time you were afraid to do something? But you really wanted to, so you did it anyways. Our theme of the day is fear. Well, sort of. Fear is just the seed. The rest of it is healing, beauty, and friendship, all in the outdoors. For a story that combines all of these elements, today we're talking to Monica Benetti and Aaron Closmore of Bay Area Gal Ventures about how they built a diverse community of hikers in the midst of the pandemic, of women who wanted to spend time together outdoors, explore the natural beauty of California, challenge themselves in new ways, and heal from the messiness that is often life. Aaron and Monica, welcome to I'll Go If You Go.
Yay, thank you.
Thanks for having us,
Emily. To be here.
Let's be very honest.
Yeah, we still love dancing and margaritas and chilling by the pool, but we also love being outdoors.
Multifaceted. We can't just be one thing. We can be multiple things at once.
Just like nature. Now that we're all situated, I want to begin by asking you both, what's one word you'd use to describe your day thus far?
My word is surreal.
That was Aaron.
Okay.
Because if you had told me almost 2 years ago by starting an Instagram page that we would be sitting here in the Save the Redwoods League office in San Francisco, I never would have believed it. So
it's surreal.
Yeah.
My word today is excitement.
And that was Monica.
I've been so excited about doing this. Like, I could hardly contain myself. I texted Aaron this morning. I was like, happy podcast day. So my word is for sure excitement.
Aw, that's so cool. Well, I'm honored and thrilled to have you both here and to be talking to you about Bay Area Gal Ventures. So you've told me that your friendship goes way back, more than two decades. What elements of your friendship and now partnership with Bay Area Gal Ventures do you think have been key to the group's success?
With any relationship, I feel this is going to be corny, but it's like the trails. It ebbs and it flows, and there's uphill and then there's downhill, and there's parts of, you know, relationships in our friendship over the last 20 years that hasn't been linear. Aaron wasn't physically in California for a long time, but although she was in Hawaii for almost 10 years and I just got her back 2 years ago, you know, we managed to stay in touch because our friendship was important to both of us. And Aaron and I could go deep into conversation about philosophy about a tree, and we could just go for hours. So through the years, I think that that's what's kept me going, at least.
I think what you're describing, I call is our insatiable curiosity. We're both extremely curious people, and you bond with someone else that also shares that need to kind of learn more and do more and try more things. And going back to the very beginning of our friendship, you know, rather than hiking, we like to go out and go dancing. And the reason we bonded so quickly is because I was always down because you were always down. And
I'll go if you go.
Exactly. That's why it seems so fitting, because I knew that she was willing and ready to do something always. And because of that, so was I. So we both connected over that willingness too.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. So now we've heard a little bit about the gals. What about the ventures part? Can you tell me, what is Bay Area Gal Ventures? And I'd love to hear the whole story from its inception.
The whole story. Wow. So it was during the pandemic. I am a complete and total extrovert. So the pandemic was very hard because I was at home. I was isolating, as we all should have been. And it was my family and I and my thoughts. And that's all that I had. And I really needed to find an outlet to get out and do something else because I was swirling at home. So I felt comfortable going around my neighborhood, and I started doing little walks and I started challenging myself. Okay, I was so proud when I did 1 mile. And then 2 miles, and then 3 miles. And then I was up to 7 miles a day. And I was like, I'm an athlete. I'm out here doing 7 miles every single day. And it was something that was very unfamiliar to me. I did not grow up very outdoorsy. I didn't even have the right shoes. I just wore like whatever shoes I had. And then my very first trail that I did was the Dipsy Trail in Marin.
Oh, that's a beautiful one.
Challenging. I wish somebody had told me that. Yeah. But 9 miles and a few tears later, we made it back. And when Erin told me she was moving back here, I was like, you will not believe it. I'm an outdoorsy person now. And she was like, what? Because Erin had always been kind of very comfortable in the outdoors, living in Hawaii. She participated in a lot more outdoor activities. So the very first time that we saw each other when she moved back, we met up for a hike. And we met up at
the Coastal Trail?
The Coastal Trail in Half Moon Bay. Not a very strenuous trail, but the conversation that we had just by catching up, we hadn't seen each other in 2 years. It was inching its way towards, you know, the latter part of the pandemic. But that conversation and that meeting that we had was so different than any other time that Erin and I had met at a bar, a wine tasting for a drink or at dinner, right? It was like we were able to be a lot more open and exposed with each other. Like, dude, this is some scary stuff that's happening right now. And we were both unemployed. We had no idea what we were going to do. So then at the end of this hike, we said, let's keep doing this hiking thing every week because we have time. So I picked the trail the first time. So you pick next time. And we just started doing this, Emily, just week after week. And we also both love photography. So we started capturing images and videos of our adventures. And as the weeks progressed of our adventuring, so did the trails. Then we started really challenging ourselves. Cataract Falls, for anybody who's been to Cataract Falls, uphill, like the entire way up. And we did it, and we were so proud of ourselves for doing these 6.5, 7 miles. By that time, I had gotten adequate shoes, thankfully. So I was able to take the trails a little bit more. And then we thought, well, we have all of these images. We have all of these experiences. We've been really talking through these difficult times, and it helped. I looked forward to meeting her every week. It was so therapeutic to be out in nature doing this with one of my close friends. And we said, should we start an Instagram page? It just felt weird to incorporate all of these pictures in our personal pages, like, because it was an experience of both of us. Mm-hmm. So it felt wrong for it just to be on my page or for it just to be on her page. I mean, it felt like we had all of these images, we had all these videos, we had all of this experience. But the real crux of pushing us forward was, what if this helps someone who can't get out on the trails the way that we're doing, or they're afraid? So that fear, I fully understood, right? And I thought, it's very cliche to say, if I can do it, anybody can, but genuinely, that I understood that fear, so I wanted other people to experience what we were experiencing and to show them that it wasn't scary. And in fact, it was very healing. So the opposite of what I had made up in my mind, that it was too scary, nature wasn't for me because I'm not this physically fit person or I don't have the right gear. All of that kind of goes out the window when, A, you have a close friend with you who, she was my biggest cheerleader. We just wanted to put that out there to see if it would actually help anyone.
Yeah. Well, like you said, I mean, there was magic from the very first time that we did it. There was physical fitness. There was connection. There was, you know, seeing the beauty of California, which I hadn't seen it the way I saw it when we went hiking for the first time because I had been away for almost 10 years. And coming back with fresh eyes, I had a whole new appreciation for it. And the moment we went to Half Moon Bay and we were looking off the cliffs, I was just blown away by the vastness of the coast. It really touched on so many emotions at that time. And so I think we were like, there's something magic here. And we started the page because we wanted to inspire other people to feel what we were feeling. And we continued to want more of it. And it becomes a part of you. You need it in your life. And we strongly believe that a lot of people need it, but they don't know it yet. They're afraid to. And maybe it's not for everyone, but for those that need that push or inspiration or motivation, or to see two women in their 40s out there hiking and enjoying themselves and getting all of so many things from it, those are the people that we hope to connect with and have successfully so far.
That's awesome. I totally know what you mean by that feeling of, especially in California, which is just so majestic, you know, like there's huge trees and the coastline, and there's so many things in California nature just fill me with awe. And how amazing is it that I am part of this beautiful nature that's around me?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's very humbling too, you know. Sometimes you get wrapped up in your head, and there's a calmness to it. It gets you out of your head, because when you're surrounded by these enormous trees, right, that we talk about have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, you feel not insignificant, but you feel like, I don't know, what would you describe it as?
I would just say that it makes you appreciate where you are. For me, the majesty of the redwoods especially, they've been around through so much, and yet there they still stand, welcoming me. I feel welcome, and they're like, hey, Monica, in my mind. And I just feel like, all right, y'all have made it for over 1,000 years. Like, whatever I'm going through, we're going to be okay, and we're going to make it through. We're going to stand tall, and we're going to just keep going. So for me, it's very hopeful to be surrounded by these amazing trees that have been around through so much. Yeah. The storms that they have weathered, the lightning strikes that they have survived, and
the logging.
Like, I mean, there's just so many things, right? And yet here they still are.
It's a comforting feeling.
So who is Gal Ventures for?
It's called Gal Ventures because originally we wanted to motivate women to get out there, but it's really for everyone because our page, we have all types of followers. So it's really meant to inspire everyone, but in particular women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my experience with the outdoors was, my mom would say that parks were for boys. And not in like a demeaning way. I have a sister, and my mother raised me and my sister, and that's it. I was born in El Salvador, and culturally, I think that's very common in a Hispanic culture for that mindset to be that way. And when we started talking about Gal Ventures, it was very important for me specifically to ensure that we included gals, because gals belong in the outdoors, gals belong in the park, gals belong everywhere, right? And that's not to say that we are not open and welcoming to people that identify in whatever it is that you identify as, but our niche and our focus was ensuring that young girls and young women and women of all ages felt comfortable, and that they didn't have that fear. And maybe they were raised like me. And I wish that there had been something when I was younger, that I could have started this when I was younger, when my knees didn't hurt as much as they do now. But, you know, so that gal component was always very much in the forefront and important for us. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So with the Instagram page, it's like you got to see it to believe it. You're helping gals see it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. For sure.
Since I haven't been out yet on the trails with Gal Ventures, can you tell me a story about a Gal Ventures outing in the Redwoods that captures a feeling of si se puede, or like, yes, I can?
I would have to say when we did the Dipsy to the Steep Ravine Trail at Mount Tamalpais State Park.
It was Dipsy, Steep Ravine, Matt Davis.
Yes, correct. Wow. And I want to say it was between 7 and 8 miles.
It was like a 9 miler. It was like closer to be 9, yeah, by the time we got back to Stinson.
It was still kind of early on in our hikes, and it was an ambitious one for us.
We didn't really
know quite what to expect. It was intense.
It was intense, and we pushed each other when she was like, I don't know, we need to stop. When I was like, I really don't know. Like, we really need to stop.
And then we knew we couldn't turn back. I think, too, what made that stand out for both of us so much is there was a little bit of everything with that hike. Mm-hmm. There was the beauty. There was the change in landscape. we encountered a snake, which Monica is very much afraid of. Oh, and it was right in the middle of the trail.
And
it was just a little green garden snake.
I love snakes.
And I had to kind of like ask him to just gently move along. And we encountered a coyote as well, just kind of in the, you know, off the trail, just sitting there in the grass. And that was like the first time we had encountered one out there in the wild. And, you know, our legs were shaking at the end of this hike too, which was also like, wow, we pushed our bodies, I think, you know, but we did it. Mm-hmm. We made it. It was so satisfying that we did it. We finished it too. There's a sense of presence that you don't feel when you're driving or at, you know, working or, you know, just
at
taking
the gym.
At the gym. For some reason, being surrounded by the forest or nature, it really brings you into the present moment, which is really hard to do with everything that we're surrounded by and coming at us all the time. So that's why we love it so much, too.
This reminds me of something I've heard you say, which is leave it on the trail. Can you explain what that is?
So we would like to clarify that leaving it on the trail does not mean that you're leaving anything on the trail besides maybe some emotions.
Yeah. No, but we still want to pack it up.
Yeah, we still want to pack it up for sure. And so we started this saying of leave it on the trail in a way, whatever grievance it is that you got up with that morning and you drove to a trail and it's on your mind, it's on your mind, and Aaron and I would then talk about it, hash it out, or maybe not even hash it out, just like, Aaron, I'm feeling X, Y, and Z right now. I just needed to get it out, and I just needed to say it out loud, that this is how I'm feeling. And you leave that feeling there, and when you finish through the trail, and you go back to your car, and you drive back, that feeling is gone because you processed it and you left it on the trail. Yep. And so that's when we started, you know, just saying, leave it on the trail, because why carry it with you, right? Yeah. Everywhere that you go.
One of the things we used to talk about all the time is the metaphor of having a bag of rocks on your back, you know, emotional rocks, things that are going on in your life. And you need to be very careful how many rocks you're carrying. You know, going on these hikes, we would be unpacking our rocks, sort of, and not leaving them on the, just figuratively kind of unpacking that heavy load. It was definitely a bit like therapy for us. It's not just about, you know, unpacking all of these emotions we have pent up, but I mean, a lot of it too is just about enjoying ourselves and having fun.
Explore Redwoods is a portal into California's magical coast, redwood, and giant sequoia forest. Visit exploreredwoods.org to learn what's available in more than 100 redwood parks and plan an unforgettable adventure. From hiking and biking trails to camping to swimming holes, this web-based app will get you there. Visit exploreredwoods.org.
Are there Gal Ventures outings with more than just the two of you? Like, who are the gals?
We are moving in the direction of doing group hikes with some of our followers and people that have expressed interest in hiking with us. And we did have one invitational hike recently, which there were about 8 or so followers who had reached out to us in the past and expressed interest. And we met up in Moss Beach. It was such a beautiful experience. Some of these women came from 2 hours away to join us on this hike.
Wow.
Which it just warmed our hearts to hear that. And it spoke to us as far as the reach that we had and the people we were inspiring from all different walks of life. And there were women that showed up that had never really hiked ever before, but you know, their friend invited them. There's like, you impact one person and they bring friends along. And so it just kind of grows.
If you go, I'll go.
Yes. We already feel like we want to do a reunion with all of these women. There's like this sisterhood that forms from just one hike. It's just enough time to connect with people and feel comfortable. And I kind of miss some of the people that we met on this one hike, and I want to know, hey, how's life been since I saw you last? And it's a beautiful thing, because I think a lot of people are looking for connection to not just with nature, but you know, we call it Gal Ventures because it's also about the sisterhood that comes with connecting with other people on the hike and opening up and spending time with people and nature. So it's a mix of all those things. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any commonalities between the followers that you talk to through Instagram or the women that showed up for the hike? Like any common themes to their, they're wanting to explore the outdoors and be in nature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that one of the women, I hadn't been hiking ever, really. This was like one of her first hiking experiences, and she had a similar background that she just wasn't brought up with, you know, nature in her back pocket. And she, the same fears that I had were the same fears that she had. And she's like, but we're here. And like, this isn't scary. And I was like, I know it's not, right? And so that motivation of like pushing herself to do this, even though it was scary at first, I feel like was a common theme of all of those women. Mm-hmm. Fear of the unknown of us, fear of the unknown of the trail. They travel 2.5 hours to get to us. But that commonality of like, I just want to push myself to do something different, I think is something that we could all, that we all shared and that we all related to.
There was another woman who was seemingly just an adventurous person, but her family was not. So I think for some people, they long to go maybe for hikes, but they just don't have that partner or those people to go do it with. And we do get a lot of people that are interested, I think because they are just looking for someone to go with, which is such a small thing, but it's
an important. It makes a difference.
It does. It does. If you go, I'll go. Right? So.
How would you encourage someone who's fearful of the outdoors to venture forth into nature?
One of the first questions might be, what are you fearful of? Because everyone has their reasons why they might not want to do it. Maybe they are afraid of, they don't know how to hike. They don't know where to hike. It's that unknown is one of the things.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
I mean, my words of encouragement, again, it's super cliche, but if I could do it, literally anybody can do it. I was not only afraid of my physical capabilities, but I was also afraid of snakes. I didn't want to see a snake. Like, I know it's an irrational fear, and like, but we've seen 3 and in our time.
How was that for you?
So it was scary the first time Erin saved me. I like immediately jumped behind her and was like, "Ah, snake." And she was so good. Very calm about the whole situation. So it was wonderful to have her with me. The other 2 times I wasn't as calm because that other one moved really fast. Mm-hmm. And then there was we saw a rattlesnake. But there was a ranger that was there. And it was kind of nice. She talked to us through like what the snake was doing. And so it became more informative. But this encouraged me to touch a snake. And it wasn't that scary, and it was just because we were out on the trails, and it became part of who is in nature, right? Animals. Like, how dare I be afraid and upset that a snake is in its own habitat? like they're probably afraid of me more than I should be afraid of them. And so whatever fear it might be, as silly as it might seem to you, just getting out there and, you know, ask us. That's another reason why Bay Area Gal Ventures was created, is we've been to a lot of these trails in the area and beyond. And we do get folks that ask us, you know, that DM us and say, hey, can you suggest some trails that are ADA friendly, or that I can bring a stroller to, or I want to be challenged. What challenging trails have you encountered? So we answer and field questions like that all of the time. So we want people to really ask us, you know, we've been through it. We've had our own fears, and we want to be a resource.
And there's other groups online too. There's tons of hiking groups, local hiking groups. If you go onto Facebook and you just look up the name of your city and hiking, there's lots of meetups. There's people that are out there inviting other people to join them, you know, because we're just 2 people, but there's definitely groups in every city that are doing it. And, you know, I encourage people to just do some basic online searching, and you can find other people to meet and do, you know, and join with. Mm-hmm.
So what's in store for Gal Ventures' future?
Well, now that the rain has somewhat let up, there could be more in the future, but we were in the midst of planning our next invitational group hike, which we hope to see happen in the next month or 2.
Mm-hmm. We want to host a group of girls that maybe have not been exposed to the outdoors and the redwoods and bring them out and to do a girl venture. I guess it'll be a gal venture.
Yeah. And gals, so, gals can be all ages.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that is one thing that we have always talked about doing. And you know, that is our goal, I would say, one of our goals for 2023, and to keep exploring more of the land that we haven't seen yet. And a component of that, and how do we unite with other people to help organizations like Save the Redwoods League keep that momentum going? Because it's not just about pretty pictures. It's not just about these amazing feelings that we get when we're out there, but how do we then give back? Mm-hmm. To the actual trees, right? How do we conserve them so that this is something that isn't just for us, but it's long-term for everyone?
Right, so not just our human community, but our nature, our ecological community too.
Protect what you love, right? And we love trees, and if we can give back and thank them, you know, in some way for being there for us and all these adventures, we want to do whatever we can.
Well, Erin and Monica, thank you so much for joining us today on All Go If You Go. This was so much fun.
Thanks, Emily.
So much, Emily.
It was wonderful being here.
Fantastic.
That was Erin Closmore and Monica Benetti of Bay Area Gal Ventures. You can find them and the Bay Area Gal Ventures community on Instagram at Bay Area Gal Ventures, which we'll include in the show notes. Catch you next time.
Outdoorsy snake out on the trail.
Exactly. A snake venture.